And that's one of them. No, there's nothing too hard for God. Thank you, Abby, for that good message. We need to remind ourselves of that every now and then. And that was a blessing to me. Tonight we have one of our missionaries visiting with us, Brother Humberto Gomez. And I don't know if I'm numbering right now. Brother Humberto, are you a junior or are you a third?
Junior.
Okay. Come on up, please. We remember his dad preaching to us, and Brother Humberto here has preached to us before. I don't speak Spanish. I don't even understand a lot of it, but it sounds so good, I wish I did. But he's going to preach to us in English tonight. Amen.
Amen. Well, there's two things in your favor. In the last 3 years, I've had 6 heart attacks. I've got 6 stents in my body. And I run out of English pretty quick, so I should be brief. It's a blessing to see Brother Scotty Drake, Sister Barbara, amen. And this church, some of you may not know, you do the math. My son's not here. He's the one good with the numbers. I'm 43 now. I'll be 44 in September. And this church has been supporting me since I was, I think, 15 years old. So that's what, 28 years? 9? Something like that. This church has been supporting me since before I was married. And I want to thank God for a church like this. Church has always been a blessing to our ministry. Before I go into the message, I'm going to be quick. Keep me in your prayers. Amen. Once you start having heart attacks, then your whole life changes, your body changes, and you're just not the same anymore. Just keep us in your prayers. And we haven't stopped. That has not stopped us. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to have the procedure done in November of last year. And I said, Doc, they were going to do open heart surgery. I said, Doc, I really need to go to the mountains in December. Will I be ready? He said, no. I said, well, then we're going to wait till January. He says, you're dying. I said, well, I'll die happy, right? So we went to the mountains, came back in January. In February or March, we had the procedure done, and as soon as we had that done, like 2-3 weeks later, we were back in the mountains working in a church in the state of Veracruz, in El Humo, and God's been good to us. We haven't stopped. The government in Mexico also has been trying to close churches down. They've been putting papers in churches' doors, God has been good to me. They haven't put it in my church. We haven't stopped having services. We're not going to stop. Now, the sad part is some Christians, this pandemic has fallen like a ring to their finger. I mean, just a perfect excuse for them. They used to have to make an excuse why they didn't go to church. Now, somebody made it for them. It's a sad thing, church. Amen. It's a sad thing. When God says it's your time, you can lock yourself in the closet all you want to. When God says it's your time to go, you're going to go. Amen? So you know what? If I'm going to go tomorrow, I'm going to live today, and I'm going to live it for the Lord. Amen? And I'm going to serve God. A lot of people get mad at me. I have relatives that are mad at me. That because I tell them who I'm voting for, and they say, you're crazy, you can't be a Mexican and be voting for that guy. I said, well, you can't be a Christian and not be voting. I'm not necessarily voting for the guy. I'm not necessarily voting for the guy. I mean, he ain't all that, but at least he's trying to protect our rights. At least there's prayer in the Oval Office, amen? At least he bows his head and prays to God, amen? And that's what we need in our country. Amen? Amen? Just pray for us. I'm going to share one quick need. Just give me 2-3 minutes. There's a church in the mountains of Hidalgo in a little town called Dark Port, Puerto Oscuro. I think Brother Scotty Drake has been there. And I think you were there too, preacher, before we built that church. That was like 25, 28 years ago, you and Brother Scotty Drake were there with a few other preachers, and we bought the piece of property right along the side of the road. And there's a church there that was built a year after you guys came back from that trip, Iglesia Bautista Libertad in Puerto Oscuro, where Pastor Isaac Gonzalez is. In the last couple, 3 years, there's a mining company that has started blasting nearby, and big trucks have been going through that road, which if you've been to Mexico, you know the roads are not that good. And the church, the foundation of the church has moved. And we are in need of digging down to the mountain, to the mountain rock, and build a better foundation for the building. The church has been starting to fall off. It's right on the side of the road, right to the cliff. And we really need to build a new foundation and rebuild that. Pray for us. We are in need. God has already provided some of the money. We need $3,000 more to be able to do the whole foundation for it. And just pray for us. Pray that the Lord would provide. And if the Lord would have you and impress you on doing anything for that, well, it would be a blessing. And we're going to be doing it within the next two or 3 months, as soon as God provides all the money for that. And like I said, we're going to keep preaching. We're going to keep opening the church doors. We're going to keep serving the Lord. And it's going to be over our dead body that the devil shuts us up. Amen? Yeah. Matthew chapter 11. I want to just challenge you for about 10 minutes. One of the reasons our country has gone the way it's gone is because we have not done what was done by Jesus and the disciples in the Bible. I'm going to say that again. We have not done how Jesus and the disciples did in the Bible. This country was founded on God. Amen?
Amen.
The only reason other countries envy us is because God has blessed this country. In Matthew chapter 11, in verse number 1, we're just going to read one verse. I'm going to try to challenge you a little bit from that one verse. Verse number 1 says, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities." Heavenly Father, give me English grace. Give me preaching grace. Let me be a blessing to the church for the next 10 minutes, Lord. In your name I pray, amen. I'm going to try not to be a liar. They say preachers are the biggest liars. We say we'll be brief, and we are not, but I'm going to try to not lie tonight, amen. The first phrase caught my eye right away. It caught my eye right away. The Bible says, "And it came to pass." In other words, it happened. They made it happen. Amen? They put their mind to it, they put their heart to it, and they put their feet to it. And they made it happen, and it came to pass. That's something that we've been missing in our backbone this time of day. We're just not making it happen. I've seen many preachers get up from the pulpit and say, "Over my dead body," and when push comes to shove, their churches have been shut down.
Right.
Missions has been the first thing to go because attendance is low. Yeah? There is a difference from thinking about it and saying it and making it happen. We need to be doers. That's what the Bible says. We need to be doers. Amen? We're full of hearers. Everybody wants to be heard, and everybody wants to hear. Everybody wants to say something. Everybody wants to raise their hand. I'm going to tell you something. We need to be doers. It came to pass. The Lord made it happen. Amen? We call ourselves Christians. We should be Christ-like. Amen? He made it happen. You know, we've been in church sometimes, and like I said, Christians, this is like a ring to a finger. Many of them don't even show up to church. They don't even have to make an excuse anymore. Yeah. My assistant pastor, which I just made him step down from that, said, well, I'm not going to risk my kids and my wife. What? Wow. That tells what color you are. Amen. And I don't mean skin, amen. Because this ain't about skin, it's about the heart. Amen. It's about the heart. There's something interesting here. The Bible says, when Jesus had made an end of commanding, amen? It's not, you don't have a choice. Are you a child of God? Are you? If you're a child of God, you should be a disciple of him. You ain't got a choice. It's a commandment, amen? I didn't put a message in order here. I just want to put a challenge in your heart. We need to make it happen. It's a commandment. Any of our men here served or ladies served in our military? Do we have any veterans here? You are given an order, amen? And when you're given an order, you make it happen. Amen? There's no if, there's no buts, there's no try to do it. No, if you're given an order, you make it happen. Well, God has given us order, amen? It's a commandment. It's your duty, it's my duty, it's our duty to make it happen. It says here, this is interesting. He says to his, he adds, he had no need, but there's a purpose in everything he wrote. Amen? That's why it says every word, amen? You don't take away from God's word, amen? You don't take away from God's word. He said, 12 disciples. You know what that represents? Everyone. Even Judas the Iscariot was there. Even he was given a commandment. You consider yourself a cowardly Christian, you're given a commandment too. Amen. Amen. I don't care how much you're afraid, you still got to do it. Amen. It's for everyone. It's for the little one. It's for the old one. Amen? Yes. There's no such thing as retiring from being a Christian and making it happen with your duties. We need to stay faithful. Yes. The reason our country is in the mess it is because I've seen many times parents and pastors cope with everything and be able just go ahead and, what do they call it? Coexist with however people want to be. My friend, the Bible says there is a way, and every other way is a wrong way. Right. Amen. Amen. And we're somewhere down the road, we got tired of making it happen. Yes. Oh, well, I'm just tired of fighting. Yeah. No. Don't get tired of fighting. Don't get tired of fighting. We need to make it happen. Amen. Amen. The commandment was there. It's there in the Bible, and it's still valuable today. And still, you can still do it. We still have to do it today. Yes. To go and teach and preach. It says, "Into all, in there." This is very interesting. It says, "He went to teach and preach in their cities." Yeah. I'm glad for missions. I'm a missionary. Thank God for missions. But there's something about your city that the Lord was interested in from the beginning of his ministry. He said he went to their cities. And he's talking about his disciples' cities. He had a plan. You know what the plan was? To go to their cities. It's good. It's good. I appreciate those people that sacrifice and dig into their pockets and dig into their little boat and to their little guns and to their new car and give to missions. Thank God for you. But I'll be honest with you. Some of us have gotten too comfortable with doing outside of our city.
Yeah.
And evangelism has been withering away in our ministries.
Right.
You have a church of 100 people and 5 show up for visitation. We're not getting it done. I've been here. I've seen this church packed. I've seen this church packed in a regular service. There's been many a times when my dad and I, with our family, we've come into this church unannounced. Yeah. Just a regular service. This place has been packed. But something comes along in your life, scares you.
What?
Amen. I'm not downsizing anything. I've got relatives with COVID. I've got friends with COVID, preacher friends with COVID. I just got a call today. My sister, my adopted gringo sister, Becky DeCombs, is in the hospital today. She had to be put on oxygen and everything with COVID. But there's a difference. They're part of the group that goes on visitation. They're part of the group that trusts God. And you know what? They're just trusting God.
Yes.
There's peace. They call me just to let me know. Because I'm her Mexican brother. But they're okay. You know why? Because they're trusting God.
Amen.
Because God's going to do whatever he pleases. And he's going to let happen whatever's going to happen. But you and I need to make this happen. And that is to tell our own country about the Lord. It's crazy. It's crazy what's going on today. But it's going on because many people in the pews have gotten by with just coping with a false Christianity. Making any lame excuse to be absent of their duties. There's a long list of people who want to be exempted from going offshore to active duty. And they give, some of them might have some justifiable excuses, but some of them give the most ridiculous excuses. But a true soldier, even when his parents are on deathbed, will suit up and get on the ship and go where he's told to go. A true Christian will do the same. We need to make it happen, church. If we lose our country, we will start seeing, and we're starting to see it. We're starting to see the pain of what's going to be the tribulation. Amen? There is the beginning of pain. How does it quote? I know in Spanish it says, principio de dolores, beginning of trials of, I can't remember how it quotes in the King James, of sorrows. That's I think that's what it says. We're starting to see it. And I think we're seeing it because the church of today did not make it happen. We need to get up. We need to stand for what we truly believe.
Amen.
And we need to make it happen. We need to go to our country. Amen. And we need to defend it. We need to defend it. Every which way. The Lord did say there come a time when you need to sell your robe, get you a sword. Amen. He did give you permission. I love the Lord. He makes the ministry exciting, preacher, in every which way. Let's make it happen, church. Let's stand up for what we know is right. Let's stand up for the country our forefathers founded. Amen. Let's stand up for the country that those men in the statues that they've been desecrating stood for. Amen. And it was for a country free, not free to do what it wanted, free to serve and love the Lord. That's what the original freedom was about. To be able to serve God with a good, open heart and willing to live for Him openly without having to hide in the bushes or in dungeons. We need to defend that. Let's make it happen. Amen. Preacher, thank you.
Let's stand with our heads bowed. Let's think about it a little bit. God sent us a message tonight from one of our missionaries coming back to us. He was dead on point. Everything. How many folks are making excuse because the times now makes it real easy to make excuse? I don't believe God's going to excuse us from doing what we've been commanded to do, should be doing. If we don't start getting it done, the opportunity to do it is going to be lost. We talked about that just a little bit with Brother Treber out in California, but that's spreading everywhere. I appreciate the message Brother Humberto brought to us tonight to remind us. He comes back and looks at this church and others, sees the difference. What it used to be, what it was. Folks, we can cower in a corner if we want to, but God's going to hold us responsible for what we're supposed to be doing. I'm going to let the invitation be this tonight. Maybe we ought to just ask God to help us kind of catch our second wind. Wake up. Get out of the trance we've been put in. Get on fire again to do something for the Lord. I can't imagine us standing at the judgment seat of Christ and saying, but Lord, COVID-19 come along. We just heard Abby sing, nothing too hard for the Lord. We said amen to it. Do we believe that? Can He take care of this too? I think He can. Give Him a chance to. Maybe the invitation right now would be a good time for us to say, Lord, forgive me if I've kind of used this goof-off time because everybody else was doing it. I love to visit down there on the mission field where Brother Gomez and his father and all of them have done the work because they have their heart in it. You can tell they got their heart in it. Crime down there, America's trying to catch up to it, but crime down there for many years has been bad. His family's had family members kidnapped and ransomed and tortured and all that business. We might think it can't get any worse in America, but it sure can, and it can do it fast. The biggest thing that's going to let it happen is God's people letting up on serving God. Well, Father, we thank You for sending the missionary back to us to preach to us tonight. We ask Your blessing on Brother Gomez, his heart surgeries and other things. But, Father, we thank You for the ministry there. Thank You for the souls being saved. The church has been started. Thank You for their boldness in the face of a world agenda against the church now. Thank You they're still standing. Help us to stand. And we ask Your blessing on others that we have on our hearts that are being persecuted a little quicker, a little more than we are tonight in our area. But Father, help us to, after done everything as the Scripture says, to stand, to not quit. Thank You for the message tonight. Thank You for the opportunity to be in Your house. May You bless Brother Gomez as he travels and bless the work there on the field. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Brother Bert, we're having choir practice?
Yes, sir.
Choir practice tonight. So choir, you come right on. And if you're visiting with us, God bless you. We're glad to have you and appreciate you coming.